seasons has proved the love of Christ. This is the generation that seems to witness God. Reach out to the lost. Oh, it's our duty. We had a holy hope for the lost souls in these last hours. Rescue the perishing. Let them know God's not his own. To this world to condemn the world, for the world through him ever saved. Rescue the perishing. Let them know God's not his own. To this world to condemn the world, for the world through him ever saved.
Rescue the perishing, let them know the sin of his soul. To this world to condemn the world, for the world through him ever saved. Rescue the perishing, let them know the sin of his soul. To this world to condemn the world, but the world through him ever saved. Oh.
Preach the gospel to all creation. Command a formation of reason. Evangelize the Lord. You are saved to save or die. Let us thank the love of God. Oh, you are saved to save or die. Preach the gospel to the lost. Visions of men we are. Visions of man kingdom.
Oh,
yes we are.
Visions of man kingdom. Visions of man kingdom.
Fellows of this dispensation, our essence has been brought to picture when all we once had is retired from our envision. We have no essence and increased decadence. This is a great turbulence in the mind of the Almighty, a great burden to the Father that can no longer be a bargain to barter, because his gravity is of high sensibility. We tend to be standing, whereas falling deep into sleep and slumber, our hearts play true to faraway distances. Don't you know, as the night longeth for day, so our desire longs for no satisfaction. So far we have neglected the call. So far we have forgotten our identities and personality. How long shall we go on? How long shall we let leprechaunous specimen long after what's unintentional? Let us therefore wear a countenance of sympathy, not of pity. Let us therefore confront the limitations of our teachings. Have we forgotten the steadfastness of the ancient and unrelenting hearts, willing to pay a bride price with no spouse, willing to offer their comfort and respite? The recruitment had started. Our ordinations are scheduled. Not from mundane ceremony. We were never supposed to be acquaintances with the cosmos. We are carriers of the cross, incarnated from the finished works. This is the global call to optimum redemption that has commissioned us to the mission to dominate our mandate. Not a date with precarious faith, but with upgraded faith rating our spiritual state. This is a reminder of our essence, not for only the seen kingdom offices, but for all saved by grace and called out of darkness to a marvelous light. We are ropes tied together to form a net. We are united to accomplish far more than any individual. As we are woven together, casting our nets, bringing many souls to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the fishers of men.
We are called to save others. We are called to rescue the perishing.